Phil, why would you describe what happened to y'all
today? Yeah, we just, obviously, Jacksonville came out and did a great job, and we just didn't do a good enough job, and give them all the credit. They did a great job in all three phases, and, you know, they beat us.
Phil, that's the worst loss of your career points-wise. Are they that good right now, or are you guys that bad from that loss?
Yeah, no, I don't know. Just couldn't get anything going. I think our guys fought hard, but just couldn't get a lot going offensively. And give them credit. You know, they've got a good football team, and give them credit. Yeah, he played a good game. He's had a good year. Give him a lot of credit. You know, he's had a good year for him, and they've got him playing real well.
Are you embarrassed to lose a game that decisively?
No question. Yeah, no question. Anytime you lose a game like that, you know, as a head football coach, you're definitely, you don't feel real good about it, John.
14 penalties were called, some were declined, yet much on special teams.
Yeah.
How do you figure special teams just continue to host?
I don't know, John. I don't know. If I knew, I would get it fixed.
Did you talk about TJ's start?
Yeah, I thought he battled. You know, he was under constant pressure, but he hung in there, tried to play as good as he could.
Bill, in the first game, they were able to get 10 sacks when you guys played in the first, and then they were able to keep coming after you today. How much has that offensive line overall kind of been a recurring issue for you guys this year?
You know, look, I think it's a team effort, Brian. You know, we just it's a coaching effort. It's it's just everything. It's not just one position. We just have to do a better job.
Bill, could you talk about the defensive play and what happened out there?
Yeah, you know, I think we were struggling on offense, and, you know, they were running the ball and did a good job in the passing game, and we just, you know, they a couple drives, I don't even know if they had a third down. You know, they were just moving the ball, and, you know, we were going three and out, and we just didn't, you know, we played the exact opposite of, you know, complimentary football. We played terrible, you know, and didn't coach very well. So that's just not good enough.
Have you chalked up some of the issues when it comes to pass rush or more so just coverage?
You know, I don't know, Aaron. I mean, I think it was just, like I said, in all three phases, you know, we just didn't do a good enough job.
They had a couple receivers out, and I learned from that they lose Marquise Lee during the game. But it seemed like athleticism-wise, you guys just couldn't match up with them today, and that got burned quite often.
Yeah, I don't know, Brian. I think they did a better job than us today. They coached better. You know, I thought we had our guys ready to play, but you know, our guys fought. You know, they played hard, but you know, it wasn't obviously it wasn't good enough.
You've been competitive in every game, even the Rams game. You ran it midway through the third quarter. What was the difference in the recent games in this one?
I don't know, John. I mean, I don't know. I think, you know, like I said, I think we got off to such a slow start offensively, and, you know, I'd have to really think about that. But, it was just a slow start offensively, and we just couldn't convert on third down, and it just snowballed for the whole team, and it just wasn't good.
Yeah, that team was 3-13 last year. They struggled for years. 10-4 this year. They make the playoffs. How have you seen the Jaguars evolve specifically this season? Just really take that next step.
Yeah, I mean, they've done a good job. They've got a good team, good coaching staff. You know, they made changes here, and they've got a tough physical football team. They're fairly healthy. Although I know you mentioned, you know, you're right about Leonard being out and Lee getting hurt and those things. But you know, for the most part, they've been healthy, and you know, they're coached very well. They're a very physical, tough team, and they deserve to be where they're at. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've tried to double them. We've slid to them. Obviously, sometimes you got to single them just based on how they line up. You know, it's a numbers game. If they overload you on one side, you know, sometimes you end up singled on them. But he's a great player. You know, he's a great player, and he's definitely hurt us this year.
Now, how concerned are you about the O-line with Nick Martin going out? Jeff had a concussion.
Yeah, I feel, you know, Nick, you know, that doesn't look like a good injury, you know. So feel terrible about that. I, you know, like I said, I heard that Jeff has a concussion. You know better than me, but, you know, I feel bad about that.
What were you saying about Nick?
I think that's a pretty serious injury.
Oh, there'll be people say y'all quit when you get blown out like that, and you've always talked about how hard you play. How do you respond?
Yeah, I don't think anybody quit. I mean, I was watching that. You know, I don't see that. You know, I think they just, you know, they got us. You know, they had some punt returns, short fields, were able to score. You know, turnover at the end of the half, trying to make a play, couldn't make the play. You know, they scored on a short field. So I think our guys, I know our guys play hard. I don't ever question that.
Bill, at the end of the half, did you consider taking a knee instead of?
No, I mean, I don't think so. I mean, I think you know, you got to try to, with the time, I think there were 56 seconds and we had all three timeouts. And, you know, I just felt like we had to try to make a move. The issue is there, you really can't run it. I mean, you can, but, like, you're not going to gain many yards. And so, you know, you have to throw it. And, you know, that's what we tried to do, and it didn't work out.
Bill, you and your staff have dealt with a lot this year, injuries, some things out of control. You said you've never been through a time like this a couple weeks ago, and, you know, 4-10 right now. How hard is it for you and your staff to kind of be at this point in the season?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you know, I don't think any of us have ever been in this position. You know, we know how to win. We've won before in places we've been. But, you know, when you go through coaching, Brian, you know, if you've been in coaching long enough, you know, you're going to experience years like this, you know, and, you know, hopefully you'll learn from it and be better for it next time. But, yeah, it's been tough. You know, I think these players are playing hard, and, you know, we just haven't been able to get over the hump.
Is there any one thing that you didn't do that really stands out?
Yeah, you know, look, I don't think we could convert on third down on offense. That was a big thing. We couldn't stay on the field, and so we kept putting our defense back out there, and that's tough against Jacksonville. You know, they're going to wear you down after a while, and, you know, we just couldn't – we had trouble converting on third down.
You see the Jaguars play this well. You think they're capable of going to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think they're one of the better teams in football. I think they're very soundly coached. I think they've got a lot of talent. I think they can run the ball, which you're going to have to do. I'm not sure what their road will be relative to home games, but I would assume they may have to go north to play at least, you know, one or two playoff games. So, you know, they've got the type of team to do that. You know, they're good on defense, and they can run the football, and Blake's playing well. So they've got a good team.
Did the officials say anything to you about Wyatt and Shane? Was it unsportsmanlike conduct?
No.
That's so rare, though. Obviously, you got it for something.
He
said, did you ever ask him about it?
I was standing there. I mean, you'll have to ask Carl what he heard.
Penalty like that.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't know. It certainly wasn't the reason why we lost the game.
No.
You guys had a couple, I think the first special teams, the PAT, you were flagged twice. You had Truman on the field. Several special teams penalties. For as much as you want to put injuries on, I mean, those are things.
Yeah, no, it's not bad. I've never said that. You know, I'll stay here as long as you guys want. I mean, I've never, you know, I've said that we've experienced injuries. You know, we have lost a lot of top players. I mean, that's a fact. Now, but, you know, no one's sitting here saying that we've coached well. Like, no one's saying that. You know we have to coach better. We have to figure it out. And there's been times here while we've been in Houston where we have coached well. You know, we've won the division twice, obviously not this year. And for whatever reason, we just haven't done a good enough job putting these players into position to make plays. And we've had too many penalties. Like today was terrible, you know. So that is coaching. You know, we show it to them, we teach them, but we got to figure out another way. You know, Coach said long time ago, he was an assistant coach. He told the head coach, hey, I told him 1,000 times. And the head coach said to him, you got to tell him 1,001. You got to find a different way. And, you know, that's what we have to try to do, but we got to try to eliminate those things.
TJ Carey, guys.